This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Vote counting is underway in Hong Kong early Monday after a massive turnout in district council elections seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Ma Kwok is a political scientist at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
If the Democrats really score a landslide victory, it will show very clearly that the public is in support of the movement despite recent violence.
Hong Kong has seen intense clashes between police and groups of mostly student protesters. It's an escalation in the five-month-old anti-government protest movement. Despite the violence, many polls suggest the protests remain popular, while Chief Executive Carrie Lam has record low approval ratings. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he is calling on all countries to abolish nuclear weapons. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Rain didn't deter Pope Francis's faithful lining up before dawn to catch a glimpse of him on Sunday. Speaking at Nagasaki's Atomic Bomb Hypocenter Park, ground zero of the bomb drop during World War II that killed 27,000 people, the pontiff sent a strong message to world leaders.
I ask political leaders not to forget that these weapons cannot protect us from current threats to national and international security.
He also called for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be honored as a living memory, as opposed to a, quote, relic of the past.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. For news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.